latest numbers show that one out of every 60 children in the United States is on the autism spectrum. Even if it hasn't affected you or your family directly, the odds are good you know someone who's been impacted. Now, Ventura County-based university is establishing a new Autism and Communication Center.
The Autism and Communication Center started out of a need. We had a conference last spring called the Spectrum of Opportunity Conference, and we had almost 400 people attending the conference. And as they walked out, the question was, what next? And so we knew that there was a huge need. We decided that we would put efforts towards starting a center at COU. And very quickly and happily, we now have the Autism Center at COU.
Beth Brennan is Associate Dean of COU's Graduate School of Education and Director of COU Special Education Programs. She and Edlyn Pena, a Director of Doctoral Studies and an Associate Professor at COU, are the co-founders of the new center. Brennan talks about the goals of the efforts.
The focus is on individuals with autism and the people that support them. So we are focused primarily on students in preschool through university pipeline, and we have a special focus on individuals with autism who use augmentative or alternative communication to speak, so people who are either minimally or non-speaking.
Helping those on the autism spectrum has a special significance for Pena.
The center is near and dear to my heart because I have a son with autism, and I've been really passionate about providing services and resources to the community to make sure that we support not only students but also young adults with autism. We definitely need more resources and services.
Pena says the initial focus is on education in the form of seminars and conferences to bring experts on the issue to Ventura County.
Right now, because we're new, we are focusing on bringing in professionals to provide workshops and seminars and speak at conferences so that there is more education and awareness in the community. And then as we grow as a center, we do hope to provide direct services if possible. There is potential for partnerships in the community to support college students on the spectrum and also in other levels of education. But we certainly hope to work toward that goal.
Pena teamed with CLU Associate Professor Jody Coker for research on how to help students on the autism spectrum in college. This morning, Pena is in Washington, D.C. to present findings at a conference on the issue. She's a member of the Federal Interagency Autism Coordinating Committee, which provides advice on the autism issue to the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. CLU's Beth Brennan says while the creation of the Autism Center has just been announced, they already have some programs in the works.
Two events this fall. One is on September 29th. We're going to launch our center officially, and we're having Steve Silberman, who's the author of NeuroTribes, come to speak. And then on October 8th, which is a Saturday, we're going to have our second conference. We just had the first one in the spring, and we'll be having the second one this coming fall. And the conference and our center at the moment look at developing resources and connecting people to the sorts of things that are going to support them the best.
And the goal is to eventually complement educational efforts and services in Ventura County with research in the field. CLU is the parent of KCLU Radio. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.